there were green fields kissed by the sun.
Green Fields was, in 1959, the debut single of the Brothers Four, and a hit. It's a type of tune demonstrably different from its neighbors on the charts, like Bobby Darin's Mack the Knife and Ritchie Valens' Donna. It's folk, and was one of the songs that helped launch a popular music phenomenon. Time Life has produced a new compilation of the music. It's called The Folk Years, and if operators are standing by, we're trying not to think about it. But Bob Flick of the Brothers Four is standing by. He's in Seattle, and John Sebastian of the Loving Spoonful is in Woodstock, of course, New York. They are featured on this 8-CD set. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Linda.
It's great to be here. Hi, John.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Good.
Do you mind if we play Daydream?
Why not?
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy.
John Sebastian, why a song like this? Where did it come from? Rocking up the folk music?
No, really, that was, the Spoonful was already kind of a committed electric band. I was pleasantly surprised when I was drafted for this job, Linda, because...
You mean representing Time Life in the infomercials and so on for this set?
Yeah, That's right. In fact, I didn't really consider myself as that much a part of the movement that was at the heart of the body of work that this Time Life compilation represents. Well, I guess we might have shared that with you guys, Bob. Were you guys booed at Newport? And
of course, because we appeared in Bermuda shorts. We shocked everyone. We were making records. We were there to entertain people, and we happened to choose most of our music from the folk music area. We happened to learn a couple more minor chords than other people, I guess, and that was our sound. So no, I don't. A unison still is our sound, and we alienated lots of the coffee house people, but we were never part of the coffee house culture, nor did we ever work in the cotton fields or work in the mine. Sorry. Go
ahead.
Yeah, well, Linda, I was just thinking that one of the things that's never mentioned is the tremendous division of folk music. We were like Italians on little mountains who go, people from over there, they don't know what's going on. We're so localized in our appreciation, and there was this enormous audience that was kind of lagging behind, and I remember just this period of going, guys, come on, keep up,
This may not be pure, but it's going somewhere.
Yeah.
When we played these songs in the office, lots and lots of people we found among our colleagues knew the words. Clearly, there are a lot of memories on this collection of recordings for lots of people. But a nearly universal comment was a similarity between what they were playing and A Mighty Wind. I mean, you listen to, say, for example, Where Have All the Flowers Gone, which was one of the Kingston Trio's biggest hits. It's pretty close.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago.
It's pretty close.
I got to say that the movie has a very funny riff on the New Christy Minstrels, which personified a certain kind of folk group back in the day. Do you remember Green Green?
Green Green, it's green they say, on the far side of the hill.
That guitar riff is timeless. It's absolutely fabulous.
I always wondered whether that guitar lick, the 12-string lick we're talking about, ball, 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 I wonder, did it follow or did it precede the walk right in version that brought the 12-string to life?
I think it followed, didn't it? I think did.
Yeah,
walk right
I think
in
it did.
That?
I think walk so. Right in was really the 12-string lick of life.
But still, I mean, when you listen to it now, the perky thing. I mean, I admit, I do know all the words, but these days some of this music is just a little too, chirpy.
Well, it
for
was
me.
A little too. It was a little too to a lot of people. Immediately, it should be a little too. I mean, on the other hand, are you bored with Edgy yet? I mean, let's look at the sales of this thing, and it's unreasonable.
So, but do you think that kind of keeping that in mind is one of the reasons why the collection broadens out a bit? There are some cuts that slide right past folk. There's the Beach Boys,
absolutely.
The Birds.
That really bridges the gap between and the time between our first interpretations of the Smithsonian, right? The Lomax collection,
right,
where we all got this music. Then suddenly emerged people who decided that they could express themselves and write original material within this framework. And John, you're one of the first. You and Jackson Browne, Leonard Cohen, you know, James Taylor, all the singer-songwriters, leading up, of course, to Dylan and the influence and the message that he still carries up to today.
And a lot of that music that you just mentioned is on this collection. What do you think? Is that the legacy of this music? I mean, it lives not only on late night Time Life infomercials, saving your presence, Mr. Sebastian.
I see it as a conduit, as a way in for a number of us. We might not have learned how to play Richland Woman if we hadn't first had to figure out how to play Tom Dooley.
That's right.
Name two, three. I mean, are there young people now that you're listening to that you think are sort of in the vein?
Well, like the Mississippi All-Stars.
Yeah.
I like
the North Mississippi All-Stars.
Well, look at what Dave Matthews has done, for example, and John Mayer and you know, Pete Yorn, those kind of new singer-songwriters. That's pure folk to me.
Well, now I'm going to give you guys the opportunity to...
Our operator's actually standing by, Linda. That's
oh, totally. They're totally standing by.
Okay.
What do you think we ought to play you out on?
What do you think? I mean, walk right in, Gus Cannon.
Oh, yeah, right. More bass.
More bass.
Oh, man. You know, John and I were actually in The Mighty Wind in the sense that we did that reunion show on PBS.
I was going to say.
That's exactly what it was.
No,
wasn't that great?
It was great. If
there
they
were people
had...
seriously huddled in the corner saying, I don't know if we should do the ethnic one or the Russian version. It was The Mighty Wind. And you and
with...
I, we were all there just, you know, alienating people once again by being on the air when they were... They're in a home somewhere watching it.
Listen, you guys, thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Linda.
Bob Flick was a member of the Brothers Four. John Sebastian was part of the Loving Spoonful. Their music is included on a new Time Life compilation of popular folk music called The Folk Years. And for more, go to npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Walk right